Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to officially call this meeting to order tonight of the County Commissioners, November the 20th, 2023. I would like for everyone to stand, if you will. I hate to bring this up, but at the same token, our dear friend, Mayor Connors, he has lost his mother, I think today, according to my information. And you know, he's a dear friend. He, to most everybody in here, he constantly participates with us. He serves the county in several different committees. He serves the town of Warsaw, and he's a great individual. And I ask that y'all remember him and his family in your prayers and let the Lord give him the strength to move through this part of his life. With that said, I would like to ask Commissioner Branch to do an invocation and then lead us into the pledge.
Let us pray. Dear wise and precious Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come together one more time. We ask, Lord, that you do stop by and give a little nudge of strength and support to Mayor Connors and his entire family during their time of loss. Continue to guide them, Lord. We ask also, Lord, that you continue to guide each and every one of us as leaders of this great county in Duplin. Continue to walk with us, Lord. Continue to lift us up on every leaning side. Help us this evening, Lord, to do those things that will bring you glory and will bring help, understanding, and guidance to the people of this great county. Lord, continue to guide us and strengthen us to do your will. Set aside any petty differences and allow us to come together and work on one accord to bring what is best and what is due to Duplin County. Watch over us tonight. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to give us support in all things. We ask this in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Any commissioners have anything to add to tonight's agenda? Okay, Brian, we got an add-on. You want the?
We do. I'll ask the clerk to.
Okay. First, we need to remove Brandon McMahon from the agenda. There was a conflict with the family that wanted to give Medic 5 the Lifesaver Award. And also, we need to add Angel Venecia to the regular agenda. She wants to request a purchase. To purchase two used vans, and if it pleases the board, I would like to add her after Melissa Brown.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve. Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right, I need an approval of the minutes of the November 6th meeting.
So moved.
I got a motion.
Second.
I got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right, hopefully everybody's had time to go through and look at the consent agenda. Any comments towards the consent agenda or not, I would entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion to approve the consent agenda and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. That brings us to item number one. Clerk, do we have any public comments?
No, sir. No one signed it.
Okay. That would bring us to item number two, which we removed from the agenda because he was not able to attend. So that moves us right into number three, Ms. Melissa Brown.
Tonight, I'm here to present Mrs. Maddie Elizabeth Liz Batts with her 30 years of service retirement plaque. She began with the department in December of 1993 in a secretary position for Mr. Walter L. Brown, Sr., in a secretary position. Soon thereafter, Liz began the process of training to become the ship coordinator for Duplin County. Over the years, Liz has stepped in and assisted wherever needed and was always a team player. For 30 years, Liz's ability to empathize with seniors was remarkable. And daily, she lifted Ensure for Seniors, made numerous phone calls assisting seniors and disabled individuals, and she never wavered. Even before she retired, she signed up as a volunteer, willing to serve on the Aging Advisory Committee and serve with special events. The staff and I miss her and the home-cooked meal she would provide for us daily. Ultimately, we know she is enjoying her retirement, serving alongside her husband, Pastor Malcolm Batts, in the community. We remain family outside of the senior center walls. So here's your official. Come here, sister. Duplin County retiree presented to Maddie E. Batt Senior Services in appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County. December 7th, 1993 through January 17th, 2023.
Let's give her a big round of applause. And could we ask you to come forward and get a picture in front of us? And if you would like, we'd like to have your husband up here with you. Again, congratulations, and we'll let you have the floor and give us a speech if you would like.
Well, not much on speeches, but I do like to thank everyone that had a part in me receiving this plaque. And as Melissa has stated, I started with Walter Brown, went through Stephen Moore, and then Melissa. And she was a great director, and I enjoyed working with her, and I also enjoyed and loved my seniors, and I still do.
Well, we really appreciate everything.
Can we shake your hand?
Thank you very much.
Can we shake your hand? Yeah. It's a pleasure that you have you working for us, and good luck on your retirement, which you've already started that a while back.
Oh, yes. I think.
You didn't even
I'm
let
not
me
sure
know
what it means yet.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, that brings us to item number 4. Angel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I appreciate the opportunity to be added tonight. I come before you requesting permission to purchase up to 2 used vans for us to be able to put in the service for our public transportation system. Currently, our system has 14 vehicles. Of those 14, we're expected to run this 800 square mile county. As a result of some NCDOT lapse in contract, our ability to be able to reorder replacement vans for those that have met their useful life has been a problem. So we were finally able to order vans for fiscal year 22, fiscal year 23, back in June of this year. Once we got them ordered, of course, Ford went on strike, and that's who we have a contract with through DOT. At this rate, what I'm hearing from my vendors is that it will be June or after before we're able to get them. Currently, we have about 5 vehicles that will be hitting 300,000 miles shortly. The repairs that we are facing to the ones that are beginning to break down are becoming more expensive. and at this rate, if we lose any more vehicles, we're going to have to begin cutting services. And our goal is, of course, to increase our service instead of decrease it. So I feel like 1 or 2 vehicles at this rate would give us the ability to continue to provide the same level of service that we currently have. And then once we get our replacement vehicles, it will then allow us to maybe even expand on the services that we are currently offering. So I'm requesting permission to purchase up to 2 used vans. All of the vans that we purchase or are given permission to purchase will be inspected by the garage to make sure that they're mechanically sound. And our intent is to get them and put them into service as soon as we get them.
I don't know if y'all have had the opportunity to look through the van proposal. $97,000 is what you would be approving out of the capital outlay?
It would be out of our fund balance.
So, you know, she has the money, I guess is the point I'm trying to make.
Correct.
And, you know, I want to know the pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion that we approve the purchase.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Dow and a second.
Signed by the...
By Mr. Branch. Now open it up for discussion.
Yeah. Add the language on it that signed by you, the chairman. Budget amendment.
Okay. All right, so everybody knows the motion's on the floor is that she's allowed to purchase these two used vans, and I'll sign the amendment to the budget. Any further discussion? Sounds to me like you've done a good job of settling it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, that brings item number five. Mr. Miller.
Commissioners, the interim county manager, George Wood, had discussed with the board redesigning the jail project to allow for future growth and expansion, as well as potentially co-locate a sheriff's administrative office in the future. This redesign and amendment will provide significant cost savings to the county in the future, maybe up to $2.5 million worth of savings. Additionally, I want to inform the board that Mosley Architects have agreed to waive their contractual 5% additional markup for their involvement and are presenting Amendment 14 as a pass-through cost only. The amendment cost is $24,500. I'm happy to answer any questions about the amendment or the redesign you may have.
Let's get a motion on the floor and then we'll open up discussion.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion.
Second.
Mr. Branch to approve. Mr.
Second.
Dow second. All right, open it up for discussion. Hearing none? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you. All right, that brings us to item number six, announcements.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any announcements for this evening.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to go out of open session into closed session to Article NCGS 143-31.11. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here.
Happy Thanksgiving
to you.
Thank you.
All right, we are officially out of closed session, back into open session. Anyone have anything that we need to bring up? Give a minute for everybody to come back in. Tim, you got them all in?
Got them in.
All right. Anything anybody have?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Just wish everybody a happy holiday before we end.
Okay. Thanksgiving is coming. And, you know, without question, most of us don't take time to do the things that we deserve. And I would like to challenge each and every one of you, including the one that's talking, to truly spend the time this week thinking about Thanksgiving and what it really means, and that we thank God for all of our blessings and spend some time with family and friends and give thanks. I've got a motion and a second to adjourn. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We're officially adjourned.